There's a Jewish urban legend about the current president of the United States that they tell that there was a guy who was pulled over by the side of the road, and a frum guy stopped the car of Shabbos to help him out, and he had this big fancy car, and the frum guy helped out the gentleman, and he said, "Can I pay you?" And he says, no, it's no problem." And he asked the gentleman who he helped out, asked him what his name was, and he gave him his name. Essentially, like, the guy got home later, and like, I think the story goes, like, all of his mortgages paid off and everything like that. And they found out that the guy who he helped on the side of the road was Donald Trump, and Donald Trump like paid off this guy's mortgage. He found out where he lived, and something like that. That's the Jewish urban legend. I assume it's not true, because I feel like there would have been more substantial evidence or something in the newspapers about something like this by now. But this is the legend. And also on the other end, we always I forgot where the story originates from. But there is also this idea that, you know, a person who's not Jewish will stand by the side of the road and put on a yarmulke, and a Jew will pull over, because a Jew will pull over for anybody. So this idea of pulling over and stopping for somebody on the side of the road, is that a halacha? Do you have to do it? Is it a midas chasidus, a derabanan, deraisa? And the discussion regarding stopping and helping somebody by the side of the road with car trouble is based on a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, and again here in this week's parsha, in the middle of Devarim. The Torah says in Shmos Chav Gimel, there's a mitzvah of prika, to help somebody remove a burden on an animal that's too heavy. And here in our parsha, in Sefer Devarim, in Perachav Beis, there's a mitzvah of ti'ina, to readjust and fix the burden if it's uncomfortable on the animal. So the Mishnah in Bav Metzia. The Mishnah in Bav Metzia tells us the following information. The Mishnah says, Parak vitan, afilu arba v'chamisha pamim. You have to help the guy fix the burden four or five times. Chayev shneamar, azov tazov, halach v'yoshev lo. V'amar hoel v'alach ha-mitzvah, im mitzvon chilefrog parak patra. Now, if the guy says, you know, the mitzvah is for you to help me, so I'm going to sit here and have a cold lemonade, and you fix my donkey or my burden, whatever it is, so you don't have to help him, because the Torah says, imo, it has to be with him. Im hayazakan ochola, if the person is old or too sick to help, so then, in that case, chayev, you have to help him. Reuven has to help Shimon fix Shimon's donkey himself. If the owner of the donkey can't do it himself, mitzvah min haTorah lifrok aval lo liton. It's a mitzvah from the Torah in that case to help to take it off, but not to put it back on. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, afleton, even to help the old or elderly person or the sick person load it back on, there's a mitzvah as well. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer im haya alav yasser al maso ein zakek lo shemar tachas maso. So, and then he says that the idea you should help him if it is when it's too heavy and fix it as well. The sma in choshen mishpat and simin reishayin beis. So he says over here that lashon zakasuv gan kim harush vahatur ubeprisha kasavti didiktuku bekasuv mutar lekabel schar. So the sma says that it's a mitzvah even if the owner of the animal wants to pay you for unloading. He says, since this is a mitzvah, says the sma, and you can't be paid for a mitzvah, if the owner of the donkey who wants you to help him wants to pay you, you're not allowed to take money. And he says, "Lafuke mashu hu alav lasos mishum mitzvah kagon prika v'din v'lim haTorah kiyotzebo de'asur l'kabala aschar afim yirtzelu tenel." Even if the owner wants to pay you, even if Donald Trump wants to pay off your loan, you're not allowed to accept it, because it's a mitzvah. You can't get payment for helping somebody in a mitzvah. But 1 second at a time. Okay, 1 second at a time. So there's also here a comment of the Rush in Bav Metzia and Simon Chavches, that when it comes to reloading, then the help can stipulate that he will only help for a payment. That's reloading, you're allowed to. Prika, taking it off, you can't accept payment. But putting it back on, you can accept payment, says the Rush. Mitzvah min haTorah lifrok b'chinam v'lo lita'on b'chinam. It's a mitzvah from the Torah to take it off for free, but to put the load back on, that you can take a schar for. Okay, comes the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Beis Mechosh Mishpat Sif Gimel, and it says we have a machlokes between the Rama and the Machaber. Says the Machaber, "V'chein im hayazakin shein darko lefrog v'liton hoel ve'ena lefi kvodo patzer." If the person is too elderly to fix his own animal, then he doesn't have to help you. So klal kol sheinu ha'isa shalo hu porg v'ton harei zechayev v'ton leprog kubishal chaver. V'im hayachasid v'os lefne mishuras hadin. If the person is super righteous and he goes beyond the letter of the law, afiluhu hanasiya gadol v'rab behemas chaveru rovetzes tachas masas shal tevin or shal kadim, and it is very chash of a person and be beneath his cover to go and help him, and he does it anyway to help the person fix his animal that is under the burden. Nechayotzebehem park v'tanimo. So the mechaber says that even if someone who is a zaken or tamachachem could be mocha on their kavod, it helps one with prika to help somebody unload. However, comes the Ramah v'yeshcholkin v'zeh k'moshin. The Ramah says they cannot be melech on your covenant. If you're a very chashiv person, you can't be melech on your covenant to go do something that is going to make you look dirty and doing menial labor. And the Shulchan Aruch and Reisha in Beis Ches as well says the halacha does not apply to a guy or his animal. There's no mitzvah of prikatina by a guy and his animal. Now, let's get to our point. This is all about animals. The main discussion for tonight is there a mitzvah of prikatina? Is there a mitzvah really of Tzar Balei Chaim? Because this is really a din in Tzar Balei Chaim. This is perhaps the source, one of four sources that are offered for the mitzvah of not causing harm to animals unnecessarily, is the mitzvah of Prikantina. That perhaps is the source in the Torah. Fine. Is there a mitzvah of Tzar Balei Chaim for a human being? If you see a human being who is underneath their burden, is there a mitzvah to go and help them, or is only Tzar Balei Chaim for an animal? Should a person know better? So comes the tshuva of the Rashba in Chelek Aleph and Siman Reish Nun Beis. And he says, there's a din d'arais of prika, of removing the burden for a person. Tshuva im kein she'en prika v'tina ba'adam ha'toen b'shahaksho, v'ha Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yossi Zaken b'ein l'fi kvodo. And it has a whole discussion over there, and he says in the last line, Alavada Isnu Ba'adam, certainly there's Tsar Balei Chaim by a person, Vakol Shekim Baprika, Mamishum Tsara Di Yisrael. If you see a human being who's in pain, there's a mitzvah to go and help them, Mishum Tsar Balei Chaim. The Rambam in Mitzvahs Aseh and Mitzvahs Los Aseh says there's a halacha for human as well, and this is the opinion of the Smag. And the Mechilta de Rashbi and the Medrash HaGadol and Parsha Shoftim say, Azov Tazov Imo comes to include a human being who's carrying something. The Ralbag and Parsis Mishpatim, the Yafamara and the Yerusham and Shuas discuss this as well. And many poskim also say there's a mitzvah to help a human being. The Mari Al-Ghazi and the Sheris Yaakov, the Birka Yosef, the Chida, and his comments in the Sefer Hasidim, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Sefer Hayira. Kol Shekein, shouldn't cause tsar to a human being if you shouldn't cause tsar to an animal. And Rabbeinu Gershom and Erechin, and others, the Sefer Achinuch, Rabbi Cheskel Ramsey, and the Chazon Cheskel, most poskim go with this approach. There's a mitzvah of Tsar Balei Chaim for human beings as well. There's a comment of the Tshuvas HaRadvaz in the Chelek Beis and Simen Tafshin Chavches. He says that Prika does not apply to human beings. Why? He says, V'hu zal herich l'kaim svarazu, aval bar plugsa paligalai, v'chein hu dati. Tell me what I think. I can't really pass good in this case. This is a din by animals. That's regarding Shabbos. The idea that we compare humans to animals, that's a din in Shabbos, they shouldn't be working. But for animals and humans, we don't compare the two. There's a din in Tsar Balei Chaim, and that's by animals and not by human beings. And the Radvaz goes on to explain that a human being is a Baal Seichel. You have a brain. You shouldn't have picked up something that was too heavy. You should understand how to carry things. Where was your mind when you started to carry something that was too heavy? Well, I should go and help you because you weren't thinking properly and you didn't have the eyes to look into the future to see that would have been too uncomfortable for you. There's no mitzvah in such a case. You should have known better. The Rechaim ben Avissin, the Knesset HaGdola, the Nachman Lamara, and the Yushami and Shavuos says this is the sheet of the Rambam according to his opinion. So that is the second sheet. There's no mitzvah of Tsar Balei Chaim by a human being because human beings should know better. The third shita is the Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz brought in the Shita Mekubetzes and Bava Kama Daf Nun Dalet. He says, you look in the last line here, says, V'yishlomar demidzerabanan nahaga. There's a din derabanan of Tsar Balei Chaim if you see a human being in pain or in need. This leads to a tshuva of the Shari Ephraim. I'll give you a background to the tshuva. So the Shari Ephraim writes in Simon Sadi Gimel. He was asked about a Kohen who walked into a house through the back, and he was told that there was a mace in the house. So what did he do? He ran out. And the Kohen ran to the other end, but he ran to the courtyard. So the Kohen is standing in a courtyard, and the only entrance out of the courtyard is to go back through the house. But inside the house, it's a dead body. But outside, it's 2 degrees. So what is he supposed to do? It's freezing cold outside, and inside there's Oel Hames. It's also for him to go in. So the Beis Ephraim discuss, the Shari Ephraim discusses whether leaving is an Isser D'Orais or D'Rabbanan. The issue in this case. Now, Shari Ephraim didn't finish the tshuva. He died before he finished the tshuva. But his son finished the tshuva, and his son said it was mutter for the Kohen to go back into the house and to leave. So the Chavis Yair in Simen Kuf Sari Aleph discusses that tshuva as well. And he says, he was asked about the same case, and he says it's mutter because this is a tumma midirabbanan. Tumas ohel is a din derabbanan in this case for the Kohen. The Gemara in Ksuva Staf Samach says, b'makom tsar lo gazru rabbanan. In a place of tsar, the rabbis did not institute their laws. So since the tumma to go into the house is a derabbanan, and the Kohen is in tremendous pain because it's freezing cold outside, therefore the Chavis Yair says he is allowed to go into the house. And the Gemara allows that case, the Gemara is allowing a person to milk a cow on Shabbos in order to have milk as a cure. Milking a cow is a derabbanan in this case, and for the person needs the milk for a cure, and therefore milkam tsar lo gazu rabbanan. The Chavis Yair goes further and he adds that this is even more so if the Kohen needs to use the bathroom, he's allowed to go through the Tumas Oel as well. And the Pischei Tshuva in Yeridea in Simon Shinai in Beis says this ruling should apply if it's very hot outside, if it's raining outside, the Kohen should also be allowed to go through Tumas Oel, B'makom Tsar as well. Fine. However, why is this relevant to us? The Chavis Yair writes in that Tshuva, he says, Aval, top of the second column, Ein lahatzer benidon hanal, uvechol tsar makel mikal vechomer tsar balechaim d'oraisa, leman d'amar kein, ukevase kaimalon d'gamuchach b'turcho shemishba simen reishayim veiz. He says that tsar balechaim for an animal is d'oraisa, b'tir tzalomer d'kol shekein tsar adam. Maybe you'll say, kol shekein tsar adam is also d'oraisa. V'harei maklinan b'shevusim d'shabes kol behema shenachla l'mayim. If you help an animal that falls into the water, mishum tzara deinza raikla. That's not a proof. Devada yeshlomar dehakpeda toral tzar balechayim dechaseira das v'nefesh hamaskelis l'spol. He says the Torah is leaning for an animal for a case of tzar because the animal doesn't know any better. It's pathetic. It's sad. The animal can't help itself. Has no control. That's why there's a mitzvah tzar balechayim. Masha ein kein zeha adam ibayle lo yisuvei daita. He should have been using his mind ulekabel miava, and he should accept with love asher yaralo. And if the person is standing outside in 2 degree weather, maybe the person should put on hagartel and he should sway back and forth and say hey hinrei muchan mazumin lekayim mitzvah. This is the rasan Hashem, and this is I can accept the rasan Hashem to stand outside in the cold, even though I want to go into the house. And therefore he says there's no tzar balechayim by a human being, because a human being can accept the gzeros of Hashem bi ahava, and he can be sovel kamo shavru masecha sukkah, as the Gemara says in masecha sukkah al oivel chayav the sukkah afapit of etzayir pater min hasukkah. And this is the Gemara in Sukkah says in Chafei and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Sukkah in Tafresh Mem that an Avil has to sit in the Sukkah even if there is Tsar in sitting with other people. We tell him to push aside his being uncomfortable around other people for the sake of the mitzvah. And that's the sheet of the Chavis Yair as well. The Birka Yosef rejects this. He has a piece in Shinai and Beis, but not for right now. Comes the Sheiris Yaakov in his Drush L'Shabbos HaGadol and the Shmiras HaGufa HaNefesh and Simen Reish Mem Hei, and they understand that the Chavis Yair means that there's no Tsar Balechayim for humans. That's the Pashup Shad. That's what the Chavis Yair is saying, right? You have to deal with it. Tough luck that you're outside. That's how they understand the Chavis Yair. However, the Keren LeDavid in Simen Yud Ches says that the Chavis Yair is only talking about one's personal Tsar, emotional Tsar. That's what he's talking about. Personal Tsar. And this is the opinion of the Mishnah Halachos and the Chidah and the Minchas Halazar, and the Chaval and Benimim. Let's look at the Mishnah Halachos in Dalad Reish Lamates. The Mishnah Halachos says, Rav Menashe Klein, Mikan Kashalo, Masher Isi Lecha Migdoli Achronim, I saw that the Baal Chavis Yair in Simen Kuf Tzal Yalef, to Dafka Tzar Balechayim, Bebehema Da'oraisa, to Chaseir Das, because it doesn't know any better, V'lechein Hekpida HaTorah Aleha, and the Torah is careful for human beings to be able to handle it, Masher Enkein Adam, to Yishlo Das, V'nefesh HaMaskelas, Lispoli Baile, suvei daitai ulakabel mi ahava shayir lo kamashakasa besuka to mitzar patzer min asuka. Fine. The tzar balechaim leika ba'adam. There's no tzar balechaim for a human being. Uketzusam chelku gam b'nei adam ikat tzar balechaim aval hare mavor l'rabenu achinach. If you look in the sefer achinach, the tzar balechaim is by adam. Kosh came from tzar balechaim b'mehema. What are you talking about? All these Rishonim say there is concern with Tzar Balei Chaim for a human being. Od kashalim hada amru b'gemara b'behema ahoves kachavim humasa sheyisrael im haya ahoves kachavim mechamer v'im lav chayv leprog v'leton mishum tzar yisrael. Okay, he brings a gemara from Gemara on Shabbos. Let's just get to the point. So he has mikol makom mutzul l'shamash v'le tzarach b'nei adam shal yitztaru b'nei adam ella da'achilaku. What's the difference too? B'makom sheyisrael hevi al atzmo hatzar u'shabalo b'idei shemayim. When the Jew puts it on himself, or the tzar is l'idei shemayim, something out of his control, then he has to do with it. But if something happens out of his control, says the Mishnah Halachos, something fell from the sky, his car is broken on the side of the road, he didn't plan that, he couldn't have known better. So he says, in such a case, maybe you have to go and help him at the end of the day. Maybe the Chavos Yair would agree in such a case. Fine. There's a discussion if there's tzar balei chaim for a guy. That's also machlokes haposkim. Rav Chanan Wasserman has a long piece in the Kovid Shurim and Pesachim Os Tzadi Beis. Rav Yashiv in the Harus and Masachas Bav Metzia says there's no din for tzar balei chaim for a guy. However, he says you should do it because of Eva. If you don't help the guy, he's going to hate the Jews. This is also the pin of the sefer tzar balei chaim. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Tshuvas Vanagos and Chelik Dalad, again the Chelik Hay, and the Chelik Zayin of his Moedim Uzmanim says there's a din of tzar balei chaim for a guy. And he says everything that's a creation of Hashem deserves the consideration of preventing tzar balei chaim. That's how, everything that Hashem created, everything that's brias, whether it's a living animal, deserves our care in our hearts to prevent their pain and to remove it. That's what Sternbach says, guy or Jew. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's come down to more modern times. So we've established that, according to most opinions, probably midoraisa, at least midorabanan, there is a mitzvah of preventing tzar balei chaim for a human being. So they did not have cars in the days of the Aruch HaShulchan. Not where he lived, in Navardik, maybe in Detroit, but not where he lived. So the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about the next best thing, a wagon. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, this is in Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Ayin Beis. Shinosim Amolichim Masa Ba'agala. We carry in the wagons. Bahasus Kosher Ba'agala. And he's describing how a wagon works. And the horse is tied to the wagon. Impaga Ba'agala Shnishka Berefesh Shavatit. If the wagon gets stuck in the mud, in such a case, Mechuyev L'siel HaGalo, you have to help the wagon driver. L'fro Kamasav L'otzias HaGalo, to remove the wagon, Ba'asus L'makom Yavesha, to put it in a dry place. V'zeu Mitzvahs Prika, this is the mitzvah of Prika, of removing a burden. V'yachakach L'atino Karai, and then to adjust it as appropriately. L'chein im naf L'hamasim HaGalo, or if the burden falls off the wagon, Mechuyev L'saya, Latino, you have to fix them and put it back properly. B'zeu mitzvah te'ina, this is the mitzvah of te'ina in our parsha. B'cheinim nishbara ofen ha'gala, if the wheel breaks, right? There's a flat tire on the wagon. O hayad sheha ofen misgalgalbo, or something else, I don't know how wagons are built, but something on the wagon breaks. Mechuyev L'siya V'latakin B'chol Ma'ad Efshar, you have to fix it when it's possible. B'lav So Ma'at, and escort him a little bit. Shiira Shalech HaSiyafa, make sure they're not. It's a good thing to start the guy with jumper cables. You also make sure that it's going to make it down the block. You can't just jump the car and drive away. You got to make sure that the car is going to make it to the end of the block. B'zeu Gam Kein Mimitzvahs Priku Te'ina. Says the Aruch HaShulchan Pasha, without discussion, you have to help on a wagon as well at the end of the day. The Netziv writes in the Emek Davar, in our Parsha, in our Pasuk, he says, V'hu Adin, next page, Im Yisrael Molech Agala Te'una Masoi V'nafel Ikim Yishum Azov Ta'azov, says the Netziv, black on white. If he's carrying a burden from the wagon and it falls off, you have to help, says the Netziv. The Sefer, I didn't bring it over here, but the Sefer Tav Yehoshua in Hilchos Derech Eretz in Perek Tazayin says that if you see an animal who's pulling a cart and it's being hit by its owner to get up, to move up a hill, there's a mitzvah of prika to help push so the owner will stop hitting the animal. That's why you're helping it. So the owner stops beating on the animal. Based on the Aruch HaShulchan, it would seem clearly that there's a mitzvah of prika and te'ina when it applies to cars. The reason for the mitzvah of prika is found in the Rambam in Hilchos Ratzeach. Let's look in the Rambam in Hilchos Ratzeach, Perek Yud Gimel. It's a funny place to put it, right? The laws of adjusting animals are in the laws of murder. So look at the Rambam. He says, Lo yifrok v'yinachenu nivhal v'yelech, ela yikum imo v'yachzer v'yitein maso aleha. You have to go and help him put the burden back on. Shneamar hakim takim imo, zu mitzvas ase acheres. V'imhenichu nivhal. If you leave the person in a state of trouble or panic, then v'lo parak v'lo tan bitel mitzvas ase, v'avral mitzvas lo sase shneamar, lo sire'es chamor achicha. The Rambam views the mitzvah of tina and prika as a mitzvah of preventing pain and emotional panic. That's how he views it. You have not, if you do something small, but the owner has not been consoled, he's still burdened, upset about what's happened, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Hasone, then he says in Perek Yudalad, in Halach Yudalad, Hasone shenamar b'tor lomu umas olam hu elam Yisrael. Right? It says, even if your enemy, his wagon is in trouble, you have to help him as well. V'hayich yel Yisrael, sone mi Yisrael, v'akasa omer lo sisnas l'chil bil vavecha. So he says, but you're not allowed to hate a Jew. Amru chacham kagon sharo levado sh'avar aveira v'hasraba v'lo chazar harezim mitzvah l'sano ashiyasa tshuva v'yishub masho. We're talking about a person where it's a mitzvah to hate them because they didn't have in a public way, and they didn't listen to the rebuke. V'afa bisha dain lo asa teshuva. You didn't do tshuva. Still, there's a mitzvah to go and help him, and not leave him to die. Shema yishe b'shvil mamono v'yavol yidei sakana. The Rambam again views, what's the issue over here? That the person's going to become so disturbed about the loss of his property, he's going to do something foolish and dangerous, and he's going to lose his life. That's why it's in Hilchos Ratzeach. Because in the eyes of the Rambam, preventing a problem with prikatina, adjusting and fixing the animal, is really preventing the person from doing something dangerous, then he's already in the situation that he's in, and saving his life. V'atorah kapita al nefashos Yisrael, and the Torah cares about Jewish lives. Bein rishayim, bein tzadikim, me'achar shehim nilavim al Hashem, because they are all beloved by Hashem, u'maminim be'ikra das, in the end of the day, they believe in Hashem, she'amar, amor aleim chayininum Hashem. And according to the Rambam, it would seem, if the whole din of the mitzvah prikatina is to really not help the animal, it's not a din tzar b'alei chayim, it's a din in helping the person in their emotional state to prevent them from doing something dangerous and stupid in the future, then certainly someone who's by the side of the road, you have to go and help them. That would seem to be clear from the words of the Rambam. Who talks about cars? The first is Rosh Shmuel Monk, who is the Rav in Tel Aviv, in his Peah Sadach and Simen Kuf Samach Dalet. He says, Kasu b'shem Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, Baruch the Wagon. And then he says in the next paragraph, Aval davar ze'eno baruch ha'shochan clouds, lo mari ela ba'agala v'sus dafka. He's talking about a wagon and a horse, he says. V'lo chidesh ela delav dafka behemas hanosos, aval mashu chidesh ha'kosav ha'zeh. He says, mechonesh en m'shechas ha'dei behema klal. He says, the aruch ha'shochan is not talking about a car. Who says a wagon is a car? Well, there's no animal there, right? Your car, as much as you may love your car, it's not an animal. How could you compare the two? Why should I apply this to a car? Aval HaRambam in Hilchos Ratzeach, as we said the laws of prikatina is a din in the well-being of the owner, right? And in the last paragraph he says, Ubein l'divrei ha-kesef mishnah, ubein l'divrei ha-gra, yishmakam lomar, al-pi ta'amo, ha-nizkar, shal-ram, based on the reason of the Rambam, the mitzvah zu, sheikha af b'mechonit, it's a mitzvah also by a car, shnes kalkal that's been damaged, afal pi she'en ha-kashura b'balichayim, even though your car is not run by an animal, but still, pre-kantina, according to the Rambam, is a din in the well-being of the owner. And therefore, certainly you have to stop and help the person by the side of the road. Assuming that you can stop and help the person by the side of the road. If you've never changed a tire before, then maybe call somebody who can change a tire. But maybe the person needs emotional support, they need something to drink, something like that, to stop and help the person in that situation. And this tshuva is Saiv LaHalacha by Rav Avadya Yosef in the Yechav Adas in Chelek Hei Simen Samach Dalet, that one should stop, and there's a mitzvah to stop, by the side of the road. any variations on this. So Rav Yosef Lieberman, who's a Rosh Kollel in Eretz Yisrael, writes in the Torjanot Tzohar in Chelek Zion. He says, "Ubeprat isha chalsha im agalas tinok kveda." A woman who's pushing her stroller, shemiskashel la'alos madregot, and she can't get up the stairs. She yashva ve'ena yichola hamshich la'lachas, and she can't go further. Mitzvah l'kayim hakem takimvo. Obviously, we would all assume, we would hope that go and help the woman who needs her wagon being carried, the baby carriage being carried. But he says, if you do it, it's a mitzvah saseh of prika and te'ina in that case as well. The Shar Mitzvim Bahalacha, Rav Braun, says you have to stop and help a person in the car as well. And Rav Yosef Bar Shalom, in the Tshuvas of Yitzbar Yosef in Chelek Basin Pehei, he is the head of the Beis Medrash L'Dayanim in Bat Yam. He has beautiful Tshuvas for Yitzbar Yosef. So he says that if stopping and helping will cause a hefsid, you don't have to stop. Ein sarach la'azor la, ki zeh begeder zakein v'ein l'fi kvodo, k'mavur b'shulchan aruch hashem mishpat. If it's going to be a loss, you're going to be suffer a loss in stopping, and it's going to be a problem, you don't have to stop. Just no different than the mission in Bav Metzia, that you don't have to help somebody if there's going to be a problem on your end if you do stop and help them. This is the sheet of the Avnei Yashpa as well, that if a person in the car, they also write that if the person in the car is not dressed as Sanua, then you don't have to stop as well. But obviously the person needs to make their own Cheshvan about that at the end of the day. Rav Zilberstein has a piece in the Cheshuk Echemen above Metzia, a suffix about this. I just want to end with an essay from Aaron Lichtenstein in By His Light. So he tells the following story. He says, a couple of years after we moved to Yerushalayim, I was once walking with my family in the Beis Yisrael neighborhood where Rav Zalman Meltzer used to live. For the most part, it consists of narrow alleys. We came to a corner and found a merchant stuck there with his car. The question came up as to how to help him. It was a clear case of perika utina, helping one load or unload his burden. There were some youngsters there from the neighborhood who, judging by their looks, were probably 10 or 11 years old. They saw that the merchant was not wearing a kippah, so they began a whole pilpul based on the Gemara Masechem. And he, Ravan looks and he goes on to bemoan the fact that they had a whole shtickle Torah. Is it like a Jew? Is it like a guy? And they had a whole shtickle Torah about whether to help this person. So Rav Lichtenstein says that is a misuse of the Torah. The point of the Torah is not to make chakiras whether I should or should not help somebody. The Torah wants you to help the person. He was disappointed with how these young boys were treating the Torah to make a diyun about how to help this person who was in pain. So the two lessons here are, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein holds that a car that's broken down is prikatina. That's the first thing. And the second thing is don't be a jerk. And that is, if you see somebody who needs your help, don't make chakiras, stop and help them, do what you can at the end of the day. And if you can help them in the most significant way, do something to alleviate their burden and to show that you're with them while they're waiting in some way to alleviate their pain at that moment in time. Okay?